Jeweler Chandeliers, and welcome to the Shining Your Light podcast. I'm your host, Paige Engel, and I am so delighted you decided to join us today. You know, one day I was sitting at lunch, the sun was shining through the window, laughter filled the room. I took a deep breath, looked around, and realized that I was completely surrounded by a group of change makers and influencers who were shining their own light and making a difference in the world. And the best part was, they were all my friends. Honestly, it would be a crime for me to keep all of this greatness to myself, so I decided to share it with you, and the Shining Your Light podcast was born. Each week, I will introduce you to a changemaker, influencer, or thought leader. So grab your notebook and pen and get ready to shine. This week, we have Coach Katie Collins in the house. She is a sales-boosting, client-generating business strategist who helps coaches, healers, and online experts get over their fear of sales and visibility so they can make an impact and the income they pictured when they first started their businesses. Her expertise is in teaching how to have a successful sales conversation, getting niche clarity, creating profitable packages and programs, and outlining program content, including writing a talk that sells. Katie is gifted with the ability to create a safe and nurturing space for her clients to explore the limiting beliefs and to transform their fears. She is trained in the art of feminine presence and teaches both the being and doing aspects for business success. Katie is the founder of Katie Collins Coaching LLC and also serves as a business coach for clients of two other coaching organizations. She was the sales team manager for one of those coaching companies, bringing in over $4 million in coaching programs. Welcome to the podcast, Katie.
Thank you so much, Paige. I'm so psyched to be here.
Yeah, one of the questions that I always ask all my guests, that question is, what is your unfair advantage, your secret sauce?
Oh, wow. Honestly, it's my energy. That is what I hear over and over and over again, whether I'm introducing myself at a networking event or I'm speaking on stage. People always write in the feedback form, "I love your energy." So it's something that I can't drum up. Like I'm just the way I am. And that's been my secret sauce.
I love that. So I know that you took the leap from corporate, full-time teaching, yep, basically, to pursue your dreams. You know, what was it that made you take that leap?
Yes, it was I remember the day clearly when an email came through. I think the subject line was something like, "Wanna change lives? Become a certified life coach." And it was like, I could hear this, you know, the angelic choir in my head going, oh, like this is right. Like it felt so right in my body to see myself taking that opportunity, even though I had never, ever considered owning my own business before. And, you know, I had a BA in psychology and I've always wanted to help people in that one-on-one setting, but I chose to get a teacher certification and spent 17 years in that industry. But what was happening was I was so burnt out. I was living paycheck to paycheck and just feeling so frustrated that, in my opinion, such an important job in our country is consistently undervalued, underpaid, underappreciated. And every year it was getting worse, like cutting funding and making us work longer hours, right? That kind of stuff. So I just, the week prior to getting that email, I was staring at my bank account, which at the time had less than $100 in it. And, you know, here I am, a master's degree level teacher, and I don't even have money to do anything. So I was counting down the days to get, you know, my monthly paycheck. And I just remember asking myself, is this it? Is this what the rest of my life is going to look like? Because being consistently broke while working really hard was not the life that I had in mind when I paid off those student loans. So it was like so timely to get that email the following week. And I just pressed the button, you know, book a call without really knowing what I was getting myself into.
And look at you now. Look at you now. So I know that you have the education background as well as the psychology background. Why do you think that women have such a difficult time selling their services or even placing a value on their services?
Yes. Well, that's definitely number one, is like they don't know how to value themselves. I think we're trained, especially like going from school right into being an employee, we're trained to think of like an hourly wage. And so like, you know, as a teacher, say I was making like 30 bucks an hour as a teacher, I had a really hard time jumping to, yes, I'm going to charge $100 as a life coach. Right. And now I charge, you know, more than that, but I'm not even breaking it down by the hour, right? I'm selling a package and I'm selling a transformation. So I've changed my mindset around that. But it was really hard for me to jump to even $75, you know, or $100. So that's part of it, is we just don't have the right mindset to understand, as an entrepreneur, you don't get paid for like 80% of the time that you work, right? It's like the marketing, the preparation, all of that.
There's so much. Yeah, behind the scenes work that happens, and most people just see the end result.
Yeah, and that's the same thing when people say, like, you know, what gives you the right to charge that per hour? Or if you're afraid that's what they're saying, because that's what your gremlins are saying. It's just like, look, no one's paying my health insurance. Like, everything I do is paid out of my pocket. And, you know, there's no perks here. So I need to make enough money for this to survive. And so it's not an hourly breakdown. And if it were, well, it's just, yeah, it's just not. So that was one thing, was changing the mindset around from employee to entrepreneur and all that goes into how to price yourself effectively. But the second thing I think is even bigger is most women are raised and have an innate natural ability to be nurturing. We like to make people feel better. And when you're on a sales call and you're breaking the tension, agreeing with people's stories and ultimately making them feel better by coaching them on the sales call, you're doing yourself this huge disservice for a few reasons. One, you're putting a Band-Aid over something that is a much deeper cut. You're not doing anyone any favors, but you've made yourself and the client feel better in the moment. But if we let go of our need to nurture and instead understand that by agitating the problem enough to make the person want to get help, that's where the true transformation lies. That's where the sale happens. And so when women are having all these enrollment calls that aren't going anywhere and aren't selling, I would take a look at, are you coaching on the call or fixing the problem on the call? And are you trying to make them feel better as opposed to putting a mirror up and saying, how much longer are you willing to take this? Like, let's get real here, right? And that's where the sale happens.
I love it. So, you know, sales conversations, like you're saying, can be very difficult. I know you've helped and supported more than 200 clients with making like really powerful choices and commitments, you know, to get them to action. Mm-hmm. And to have steady income and steady clients. What would you say is like the number one or best piece of advice you would give someone who wants to take the leap, but just maybe is uncomfortable with those sales conversations?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. A couple of things. One, it's funny, like the financial advisors of the world, and, you know, I honor what they're saying here when they say, you know, make sure you have enough money in the bank account before you quit your job, right? And that's the smart thing to do.
Right.
And I did have a little cushion because I sold my house. And so I was living on the proceeds of my house while I built my business. But I ultimately took a leap and put myself in a position where I had to learn how to do sales and how to be a business owner and how to market myself and all of that to survive. Like, that's just how I function. Right. So I did the life coaching and the teaching side by side for 2 years. And I think I made $2,500 in my life coaching business. I didn't know, you know, number one, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, right? But I didn't have to make that extra money. There wasn't like the drive in me. And I just was so scared. I just got like blown over by my fear. And I think by taking the plunge sooner than I was ready made me just kind of like pull myself up and be like, all right, Katie, you got to sort this out because, you know, you have no one to fall back on. Like, I'm a single woman. I don't have a husband that's going to pay my way as I navigate stuff. I took the plunge in order to figure this stuff out. But I think the number one thing is like, A, getting support as soon as possible. I think the number one mistake people make when they start a business like this is they'll say, oh, I can't afford a business coach because I don't have the income coming in yet to support that. And it's like, imagine a retail shop saying, well, I'm not going to put any goods in my store because I don't have the money coming in yet. So I'm going to wait till I get customers and then I'll fill it with goods. Like, it doesn't work, right? You have to invest in the business that you're creating. And I think I wasted a lot of time trying to bootstrap it and do it on the cheap and just being unwilling to invest beyond my initial very large investment. And every single time I hire a coach, I just create income so much faster, results so much faster. I get the feedback I want. Like, I just feel like I'm in motion. So my best advice is pay for the support you need instead of trying to, you know, say, oh, I'm not going to go into debt over this, or, oh, I've gone into debt before, so I've thrown away all my credit cards. Like, in my opinion, you can't have a business without some access to some capital. And if you don't have the capital, you need the credit. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that is, I love that advice. I think because it can speak to lots of different people where they are at this, you know, wherever they are in their journey. And that's good advice, is to invest in yourself and invest in the future. And you and I both know having a coach can definitely help you skip a few rungs and up level.
So much. So, yes.
Yeah, that's such great advice. So, Katie, where can people find out about you or some of your programs that you have going on?
Yes. Okay, so I've got a free gift on my website that people can go download. The website is coachkatiecollins.com. So I spell Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. So coachkatiecollins.com, there's a 5K roadmap waiting for you. So it's like the, you know, exact steps I took to create a business that was earning me at least $5,000 consistently per month with the intention of always growing to 10. But most of the people I talk to say if they made five consistently, they could take a deep breath. So that's where I got that one started. And then I also have a challenge coming up, a 5-day free challenge called Boost Your Confidence, Boost Your Sales. And so this is for anybody with the sales mindset of, oh, I hate sales. I just don't want to do it. I just want people to come to me naturally and pay me thousands of dollars without asking for it. Right. And all of those.
Okay.
Like, wouldn't that be nice? You know, if it were that easy, everyone would quit their job and be an entrepreneur. So I put together this 5-day challenge to help people overcome the mindset that's literally holding them back from the income they want to make. And so you can opt in for that. It's a bit.ly link. So bit.ly. /CKC challenge. And that just is Coach Katie Collins, CKC challenge.
Perfect. We will be sure to put that into the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Coach Katie, for your time today.
Yeah, it was lovely.
And we make sure you guys reach out to Coach Katie, especially join this challenge that she has. I know that you won't be disappointed. And I want you guys to shine bright. Have a great day,
Katie.
Thank
you. Bye, everyone.
Bonjour, chandeliers, and welcome to the Shining Your Light podcast. I'm your host, Paige Engel. I am so delighted that you have decided to join us today. You know, one day I was sitting at lunch, the sun was shining through the window, laughter filled the room, and I took a deep breath, looked around, and realized that I was completely surrounded by a group of change makers and influencers who were shining their own light and making a difference in the world. And the best part was, they were all my friends. Honestly, it would be a crime for me to keep all of this greatness to myself, so I decided to share it with you. The Shining Your Light podcast was born. Each week, I will introduce you to a changemaker, influencer, or thought leader. So grab your notebook and pen and get ready to shine. You guys don't even know how excited I am today to have our guest, Elaine Terso, with me today. You may know Elaine as Elaine Terso, but I know Elaine as Elaine the Brain. Her superpowers include perspective and confidence, something that connects all of her passions together, brainstorming, business, boudoir, and branding. Elaine has been a business owner since 2001, starting her very first company, Scrappin' It For You, where she made scrapbooks for people who didn't have the creativity nor the time to create family heirlooms. And in 2009, Elaine started her photography business and added that to her scrapbooking business. And then she realized that photography was truly one of her passions. As Elaine started to grow her business, and in 2012, she took the business full time, quitting her 9-to-5 office job and doing a career that she loved. She also discovered how important networking was and discovered that she truly had a gift. Connecting the right business owners together to collaborate, to connect, was something that others were looking forward to in their conversations with her. Elaine discovered her new gift, the gift of the brain. While connecting other business owners, she began to start spewing out all of these ideas so fast, it was hard for people to keep up by taking notes. So sometimes they just would record their conversation. Elaine now uses her gifts to help business owners rediscover their love and their passion for both their businesses and their careers. Sometimes we get so caught up in doing the work that we forget why we're doing it. Welcome to the podcast, Elaine. I am so happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Okay, so the first question I always ask all my guests is, what is your unfair advantage?
What is my unfair advantage? Well, as you were saying, I have superpowers. And so yeah. I have huge superpowers. I am this, I don't know if you want to call it intuition. I don't really know. I don't know what it is yet. All I know is that I can meet with a woman, usually women, and she just tells me all of her deepest, darkest secrets. Mm-hmm. And then I can really help her, just kind of motivate her and inspire her and empower her to kind of come to herself. And so I think, but that started from boudoir photography. I started developing this gift to really help women kind of unravel and unleash and just kind of let their guard down and really help capture their essence and really help kind of give them, they get a little oomph in their step when they leave. And so I would say that's my unfair advantage. Definitely.
I love that. And you know, one of the things about you, Elaine, is that you truly live that. I mean, confidence is so, so important. What are some of the steps that we can take to improve the confidence in our own lives?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that because I actually have 10 steps.
Ooh, let's hear up, girl.
Okay. So step number one is to always be kind to yourself. So no more talking smack about ourselves or putting ourselves down or self-deprecating in order to build somebody else up. We always need to remember to be kind to ourselves, that we are human beings. And the more that we put ourselves down, we're going to believe it.
Right.
Number two, stop apologizing for existing. I hear women all the time apologize for having a body, for having stretch marks, for having a little bit of extra skin, for not being perfect. They apologize when they make a mistake and while they're speaking. They apologize for everything. And I'm saying, stop apologizing for existing. It's unnecessary. You deserve to be in this space as much as anyone else, and you don't need to apologize to be there.
Amen.
Right? Number three is to really fall in love with yourself. And what I mean by that is to get to know who you are and what do you like? What are your interests? What are things that make you happy? And practice that. You know, it's really easy to do what everyone else wants to do and to make everyone else happy. But what about you? Like, you deserve to be in love with yourself. I always love RuPaul. I don't know if you've ever watched.
Right.
You know what he says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell is anyone else going to love you? You know,
right.
And I completely wholeheartedly agree with that. Number four is to own your individuality. So the things that you think are the things that make you imperfect are actually the things that make you unique and an individual. And I think we could really make a better effort to own it and say, yes, I have scars. Aren't they awesome? Nobody else has a scar just like mine. Nobody else has a nose just like mine. No one else has hair just like mine. Like, those are the things that make us unique. And if we can own them, then they can really help separate us from everybody else. Instead of trying to be like someone else, how about we just focus on being ourselves, and everything else is going to fall into place. So it's the comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy is one of my favorite quotes. And I totally use it all the time. So be yourself. Number five, to recognize that you are perfectly imperfect. You are not born perfect. You will never be perfect, but you are perfectly imperfect. And that means that we have flaws, and that's okay. And we're still amazing human beings because of them. Despite of them, we are still amazing. Number six is to recognize that your flaws are actually your superpowers. So one of the things that I used to get, people have said to me before, is that I was too loud. I don't know about you, but I've had people tell me that I was too loud. And I decided to, instead of trying to be quiet, because that just does not suit me in any way, shape, or form, is to use my loudness as a superpower. And how can I use that for good? Well, I can use it to communicate a message. I can use it to spread awareness. I've figured out ways to use my loudness as an advantage instead of as a flaw. So it just takes some getting to know who you are, and then seeing how can you flip it? How can you use, which goes into number seven, is to use your superpowers for good, never for evil. So if I were to use my loudness to hurt other people, well, that's not a good use of a superpower. So we never want to do that.
Right.
And number eight is to be kind to others always. When we can lift other people up in kindness, it's actually going to improve our own confidence. Because putting someone else down to lift you up is actually the opposite of confidence. It's really hurtful and should never, ever be done. So always be kind to others, even when they're not kind to you, which is the biggest test of all.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I know that. Oh, yeah.
Number nine is to find your clarity, your purpose, and your mission. And that's really sitting down and figuring out your why. Why are you on this earth? What is your mission? What is your purpose for being here? And figuring those things out is all a part of figuring out who you are and what you love and things like that. But when you know what your mission is and you have a clear path, your confidence is going to go through the roof, because you know exactly what you're here for. And sometimes it's all about the journey, not about the destination. That's where we're going to learn our biggest lessons. And we're going to really figure out who we are as a person while we are going, trying to figure out what our mission is and why we were put on this earth. But finding it and knowing it and discovering that is like, boom. Like, all of a sudden, everything else in your life makes sense when you can figure out why, like, what do you want to do with your life? You're just living day to day. Well, you know, that's not really that fun, is it?
Find
out what makes you happy. You got to find out what gives you joy and go after it, and never let anyone tell you that you can't. And the last one, number 10, is to live it, which means to me is that you make choices. And that we just decide to be confident, and we decide to live our most authentic life without any reservations. And we just always, always follow these 10 steps to make sure that we are living our best life here, that we are being kind to ourselves, and that we are, you know, not putting ourselves down. We're helping others, and we're using our superpowers for good. When we can live all of those things, then we are going to be in full-fledged confidence mode.
Girl, I love it. You just gave us 10 steps to being our better selves. And I know that you wrote an amazing book. Tell us the title.
It's called The Girlfriend's Guide to Getting Unfucked and Then Getting Naked.
Love it. And I know, like, you are a coach for both, you know, businesses and personal growth. Can you just tell us, how can we use, like, all this, one way, just give us one way, how we can use this information to improve the way that we do business and the way that we run our lives?
Well, I think that you have to be aware of where you struggle. Because if you have no, like, it really just means being honest with yourself and sitting down and figuring out, this is where I struggle.
Bonjour, chandeliers, and welcome to the Shining Your Light podcast. I'm your host, Paige Engel. I am so delighted that you have decided to join us today. You know, one day I was sitting at lunch, the sun was shining through the window, laughter filled the room, and I took a deep breath, looked around, and realized that I was completely surrounded by a group of change makers and influencers who were shining their own light and making a difference in the world. And the best part was, they were all my friends. Honestly, it would be a crime for me to keep all of this greatness to myself. So I decided to share it with you. The Shining Your Light podcast was born. Each week, I will introduce you to a changemaker, influencer, or thought leader. So grab your notebook and pen and get ready to shine. You guys don't even know how excited I am today to have our guest, Elaine Terso, with me today. You may know Elaine as Elaine Terso, but I know Elaine as Elaine the Brain. Her superpowers include perspective and confidence, something that connects all of her passions together, brainstorming, business, boudoir, and branding. Elaine has been a business owner since 2001, starting her very first company, Scrapping It For You, where she made scrapbooks for people who didn't have the creativity nor the time to create family heirlooms. And in 2009, Elaine started her photography business and added that to her scrapbooking business. And then she realized that photography was truly one of her passions. As Elaine started to grow her business, and in 2012, she took the business full time, quitting her 9-to-5 office job and doing a career that she loved. She also discovered how important networking was and discovered that she truly had a gift. Connecting the right business owners together to collaborate, to connect, was something that others were looking forward to in their conversations with her. Elaine discovered her new gift, the gift of the brain. While connecting other business owners, she began to start spewing out all of these ideas so fast, it was hard for people to keep up by taking notes. So sometimes they just would record their conversation. Elaine now uses her gifts to help business owners rediscover their love and their passion for both their businesses and their careers. Sometimes we get so caught up in doing the work that we forget why we're doing it. Welcome to the podcast, Elaine. I am so happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Okay, so the first question I always ask all my guests is, what is your unfair advantage?
What is my unfair advantage? Well, as you were saying, I have superpowers. And so yeah. I have huge superpowers. I am this, I don't know if you want to call it intuition. I don't really know. I don't know what it is yet. All I know is that I can meet with a woman, usually women, and she just tells me all of her deepest, darkest secrets. Mm-hmm. And then I can really help her, just kind of motivate her and inspire her and empower her to kind of come to herself. And so I think, but that started from boudoir photography. I started developing this gift to really help women kind of unravel and unleash and just kind of let their guard down and really help capture their essence and really help kind of give them, they get a little oomph in their step when they leave. And so I would say that's my unfair advantage. Definitely.
I I love that. And you know, one of the things about you, Elaine, is that you truly live that. I mean, confidence is so, so important. What are some of the steps that we can take to improve the confidence in our own lives?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that because I actually have 10 steps.
Ooh, let's hear up, girl.
Okay. So step number one is to always be kind to yourself. So no more talking smack about ourselves or putting ourselves down or self-deprecating in order to build somebody else up. We always need to remember to be kind to ourselves, that we are human beings. And the more that we put ourselves down, we're going to believe it.
Right.
Number two, stop apologizing for existing. I hear women all the time apologize for having a body, for having stretch marks, for having a little bit of extra skin, for not being perfect. They apologize when they make a mistake and while they're speaking. They apologize for everything. And I'm saying, stop apologizing for existing. It's unnecessary. You deserve to be in this space as much as anyone else, and you don't need to apologize to be there.
Amen.
Right? Number three is to really fall in love with yourself. And what I mean by that is to get to know who you are and what do you like? What are your interests? What are things that make you happy? And practice that. You know, it's really easy to do what everyone else wants to do and to make everyone else happy. But what about you? Like, you deserve to be in love with yourself. I always love RuPaul. I don't know if you've ever watched.
Right.
But you know what he says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell is anyone else going to love you? You know,
right.
And I completely wholeheartedly agree with that. Number four is to own your individuality. So the things that you think are the things that make you imperfect are actually the things that make you unique and an individual. And I think we could really make a better effort to own it and say, yes, I have scars. Aren't they awesome? Nobody else has a scar just like mine. Nobody else has a nose just like mine. No one else has hair just like mine. Like, those are the things that make us unique. And if we can own them, then they can really help separate us from everybody else. Instead of trying to be like someone else, how about we just focus on being ourselves and everything else is going to fall into place. So it's the comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy is one of my favorite quotes. And I totally, use it all the time. So be yourself. Number five, to recognize that you are perfectly imperfect. You are not born perfect. You will never be perfect, but you are perfectly imperfect. And that means that we have flaws and that's okay. And we're still amazing human beings because of them. Despite of them, we are still amazing. Number six is to recognize that your flaws are actually your superpowers. So one of the things that I used to get, people have said to me before, is that I was too loud. I don't know about you, but I've had people tell me that I was too loud. And I decided to, instead of trying to be quiet, because that just does not suit me in any way, shape, or form, is to use my loudness as a superpower. And how can I use that for good? Well, I can use it to communicate a message. I can use it to spread awareness. I've figured out ways to use my loudness as an advantage instead of as a flaw. So it just takes some getting to know who you are and then seeing how can you flip it? How can you use, which goes into number seven, is to use your superpowers for good, never for evil. So if I were to use my loudness to hurt other people, well, that's not a good use of a superpower. So we never want to do that.
Right.
And number eight is to be kind to others always. When we can lift other people up in kindness, it's actually going to improve our own confidence. Because putting someone else down to lift you up is actually the opposite of confidence. It's really hurtful and should never, ever be done. So always be kind to others, even when they're not kind to you, which is the biggest test of all.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I know that. Oh, yeah.
Number 9 is to find your clarity, your purpose, and your mission. And that's really sitting down and figuring out your why. Why are you on this earth? What is your mission? What is your purpose for being here? And figuring those things out is all a part of figuring out who you are and what you love and things like that. But when you know what your mission is and you have a clear path, your confidence is going to go through the roof because you know exactly what you're here for. And sometimes it's all about the journey, not about the destination. That's where we're going to learn our biggest lessons, and we're going to really figure out who we are as a person while we are going, trying to figure out what our mission is and why we were put on this earth. But finding it and knowing it and discovering that is like, boom, like all of a sudden, everything else in your life makes sense when you can figure out why, like, what do you want to do with your life? You're just living day to day. Well, you know, that's not really that fun, is it? You gotta find out what makes you happy. You got to find out what gives you joy and go after it and never let anyone tell you that you can't. And the last one, number 10, is to live it, which means to me is that you make choices and that we just decide to be confident and we decide to live our most authentic life without any reservations. And we just always follow these 10 steps to make sure that we are living our best life, we are being kind to ourselves, and that we are, you know, not putting ourselves down, we're helping others, and we're using our superpowers for good. When we can live all of those things, then we are going to be in full-fledged confidence mode.
Girl, I love it. You just gave us 10 steps to being our better selves. And I know that you wrote an amazing book. Tell us the title.
It's called The Girlfriend's Guide to Getting Unfucked and Then Getting Naked.
Love it. And I know, like, you are a coach for both, you know, businesses and personal growth. Can you just tell us, how can we use, like, all this, one way, just give us one way, how we can use this information to improve the way that we do business and the way that we run our lives?
Well, I think that you have to be aware of where you struggle. Because if you have no, like, it really just means being honest with yourself and sitting down and figuring out, this is where I struggle. Do I struggle with confidence in my body? Do I struggle with confidence in my life, being more assertive or, you know, commanding respect in the workplace?